Live from the Palatial Pride 48 studios, it's time for State of the Station. Fatty is still muted because he's probably saying all kinds of horrible things. My name is Adam, and I didn't check with the chat room, but hopefully you guys are hearing us. And I am joined this evening by a cavalcade of stars. I am joined by Fatty, who is now unmuted. I'm joined by Taffy, who almost said her real name.
Hello, darling.
And Taylor.
That's Mr. McKenna to you.
And Turnip Head.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Your Fatty Arbuckle.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We were just having a conversation about how I emailed someone.
No.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to give all the detail, you know, all the deets of everything.
One of my other podcast. Wait, too vague. Okay, go ahead.
I sent an email to someone. Well, can I? Because we just said we're not going to ask this person on the stream. So,
I would ask him.
You said that. We didn't.
I'm
the one who said I would do it. I will put him on the spot. I have no problem.
So I sent an email to who I thought was Tim from Alaska last night.
Right.
And apparently.
All right, wait a minute. They're saying that everybody has volume lower than Adam.
Well, he's trying to muffle.
He's trying to muffle those that are in the. We are the Robert Mueller of this investigation.
No, I have to say, first of all, that I don't have complete control over everybody's volume. I thought you were going to say vowels, but anyway. Over the volume that I get from them, so they have some control, but I have. Their volume is set at the same as mine. By the way, we should say
that Joey's not with us tonight because he had something that came up with his family, so he couldn't be here.
Oh, yeah, Joey. And apparently everything is fine. No one has died. Yes. Well, at least he didn't.
But to make Adam feel more comfortable, we're all going to take turns talking over him while he tries to talk about the show and the events of the weekend.
You know, you guys.
How dare you? How dare you call me? Oh,
so I was. So last night, we had had.
Obviously, Taffy does not listen to my show. She was taken aback by me belching.
So we had a suits meeting, and we discussed who's going to do the, you know, hosting and who's going to do the pink carpet and who's going to do all that kind of stuff, right? And so it was my responsibility to email those folks. And so
all of that is correct. Then yesterday I get an email. I can't remember what we decided.
Yeah, I couldn't. Oh, I was supposed to send you guys notes. Oh, well, you know what we talked about. Anyway, I didn't realize my emails had a Southern accent. But thank you.
Oh, it does.
So I was supposed to email some folks. And so I was like, oh, we're having State of the Station on Sunday. I better email those folks. And so last night I was like quickly typing out emails to everyone. And I was supposed to be emailing Tim in Alaska.
And what did you do?
Well, I only ever call Tim in Alaska either the Donna Reed of Alaska.
Obviously.
Or... Which was created by me. Thank you very much. Or Tim in Alaska. I don't know people's last names. I barely know people's real names. I try not to say
your name some of the time.
Right. Exactly. I try not to say people's real name, even though Tim does use his real name. But I mean, a lot of podcasters, you know, I try to use their fake name all the time.
Tim's not a podcaster.
So that he's a listener.
He's a legend.
He's a legend in his own mind.
So Tim's probably sitting there like, oh my God, they're talking so much about me. And I don't even. So I sent an email.
Tim's sitting there with taking notes. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So what we're trying to announce is Tim is paging Mr. McKenna. What we're trying to say is that Tim has been banned from New Orleans this year.
No.
We all took a vote.
So we wanted to ask Tim. So I'm just going to ask him on the stream. Tim, you do not have to answer in the chat room. You can take time to think about it.
30 seconds.
No pressure. But I was supposed to be sending you an email to ask if you wanted to co-host the pink carpet with Big Fatty. And
he thought he had done that by sending an email to Tim McKenna. We don't know who the fuck Tim McKenna is.
Who is Tim McKenna?
I looked up Tim McKenna on the Facebook, and there's three that live here in Toronto.
Oh, well, okay.
What was Tim's last name that always helped, that was the marketing guy at the Luxor?
That was Tim Evans.
Okay.
He was great.
I don't know who Tim... What if Tim McKenna is some trick I had 15 years ago or something?
It's possible.
So, y'all, somebody named Tim McKenna has received an e-letter that says, "Hey, Tim, would you be interested in hosting the pink carpet with Big Fatty?"
So, this person...
We've yet to hear back.
That sounds like an invitation to a sex party.
Yes, it does. Isn't that kind of what it is, though? Let's be honest.
My pink carpet with Big Fatty.
Yeah. You can see, we are totally prepared for New Orleans.
Yeah. So. Well, some things have waited maybe a little bit longer than they should have. But anyway, that is the reason we're having tonight's
State of the Station.
We want to let everyone know we are planning away. So I'm going to make another announcement at the beginning here.
I feel like I'm in that part of Titanic where the ship's going down and the captain's just gently changing the hand on the clock.
We are going to announce. Actually, I'm going to let Fatty announce it. Fatty.
What?
Would you announce?
He wants you to talk. He's giving you the floor.
I'm giving you the floor. You are going to now announce the hosts of Pride 48 2018 in New Orleans.
I am. It's going to be Tim McKenna. And Adam Burns. Adam,
yay!
Congratulations. All right. So wait a minute. Tim in Alaska says, "I hadn't planned a costume this year. My costume is not working for the opera anymore and is in nursing school. I was just going to lay low during the pink carpet and spectate. I'd shit my pants standing up talking at something like that."
Well, then don't wear pants.
Okay. Well, right. Clearly. That's all right. We'll see if Tim McKenna can step in and do it instead.
See, guys, it was a backfire. I said, let's not ask him on the stream.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, so we'll see. We'll think about it, Tim. Anyway, now he's got to do it. So anyway, and our other host for Pride 48. Is going to be the one and only Ching Chong John Ong.
Yay! And John Ong literally just, it's all his
declined.
Fault. It's all his fault, you guys. He just emailed me like,
okay, Adam
5 minutes.
Froze.
I'm not frozen for the stream. He just emailed me like 5 minutes ago and said yes. Yeah. That he would be excellent. Honored to do it. And he will also join us for future State of the Stations if he is in town, because, you know, this was kind of not in, you know, until I emailed him, it wasn't on his schedule. So we will see. And the only reason I didn't get him on tonight's is because I had just received his email. So, John, my apologies, but I didn't want to just bomb.
The nice thing about John Ong is John is used to speaking slowly, so Adam will be able to understand him. So. Because, you know, Adam's from Arkansas, y'all. Okay,
John Ong is only, you know what? John Ong only lives like 3 hours away from me. And
I love it. This year's hosts are literally the Mac and PC commercials come to life. I don't know who little Joey Diaz is, but that was exactly right.
So anyway, everyone congratulate John Ong. He said he was honored and he's going to be doing it. So
opposed to Tim in Alaska, who couldn't be bothered.
Or Tim McKenna, who has yet to accept.
Yeah, right. Tim McKenna hasn't emailed me back. So who knows? Maybe we'll have.
Now, I want to know, did Tim McKenna pre-populate in your email?
Well, yeah. I mean, I typed Tim and I had the option of Tim McKenna, and I didn't have the option of Tim and Alaska's last name or Tim and Alaska.
Well, apparently neither do we for the pink carpet.
And I thought, oh, yeah, that's his last name. Sure.
So this is somebody that knows you then.
Well, yeah. As I was saying, I don't remember if I was on the stream or not, but like, I hope it wasn't like a trick from 15 years ago or something. It's like,
which is ironic because the rest of us do hope it's a trick from 15 years
that
ago.
That is correct. Yeah. You're the only one that hopes it's not a trick. So
it's mandatory that you send an email out to us and let us know what happens when Tim McKenna replies.
Yes. Oh, we will. This we will not trust us. We will not let this one die, folks.
Stay tuned.
All right. So who knows? Tim McKenna is somebody. He's somebody.
Boy, is he ever.
That's the shirts for this year's Pride 48. Hashtag Tim McKenna is.
We are all Tim McKenna. That's what the shirt says.
That's exactly what I just thought of. That's why I burst out laughing. I'm gonna design a t-shirt that just says, hello, my name is, like those stickers at a party. And everyone's going to be Tim McKenna.
Tim McKenna. I think that's genius.
And speaking of the shirt, Turnip Head, you have something to tell us about?
No.
There's going to be a shirt.
A shirt. Actually, there will probably be, we'll probably make available a t-shirt, tank top. And I'm looking at just wiggling out some coffee mugs as well for people, or phone cases. So there'll be some sway or some
phone cases.
Fancy shit.
So we
and
are
you'll
gonna
order it. You'll order it on your own, and that'll be up on the website. Yeah. And you'll order it yourself, and it'll be shipped to you prior to coming to New Orleans. We won't be handing anything out in New Orleans.
Correct. Yeah. So the goal is, and I'm basically pressuring Turnip Head here, but the goal is, I hope that we have stuff for you guys to purchase by the next State of the Station, which is on August 5th. So that's 2 weeks from now. It may be sooner than that, but I'm hoping at the latest that it would be that, because then that would give you time to get over there. There'll be links on the website and everything to make your purchase and then have it delivered before the dates of the event.
Correct.
So we are Turnip Head is feverishly working on that. He's
well, he has help.
Who?
Tim McKenna.
Oh, that's right.
The unsung hero.
So let's talk about the weekend just a little bit. We are still planning, but I wanted to let you guys know. Yes, a little bit, Fatty. But I wanted to let you guys know what's going on. First of all, we have right now we have around 16 podcasts signed up. And we have contacted all of the people who have registered that we know that are podcasters. If you are a podcaster or want to do a podcast for the first time want to do that in New Orleans on a stage, then you can email myself or Big Fatty and we will definitely put you on the list. We're not going to send out a separate registration email because we think we've gotten everyone.
Yeah.
But again, if we've missed you, please don't be offended. Just send one of us an email, Adam@Pride48.
Consider yourself in the same realm as Tim McKenna.
Exactly. Tim McKenna may come and do a podcast.
In fact, I believe Tim McKenna may want to do his first show. Uh-huh, right. Okay.
Exactly. So
it'd be like the missing Richard Simmons. It'll be missing Adam Burns. And I'll talk about that experience 15 years ago and how he's been on the hunt for him all this time. But then there was a twist that he got a random email from Adam Burns years later. And then this is how it's going to be. This is how the love story will finally come to fruition.
There was even like a missed connection on Craigslist until Craigslist removed personals. You know,
he wandered past all of the apartments that Adam's lived in the past. And he got into a confrontation with Adam's maid, who wouldn't let him in the house to check and make sure Adam was okay.
He walked in a garden. He planted a seed.
No, that's actually a lyric from a Heart song from 25 years ago. But thank you, Taffy, for trying to help.
And never mention gardens and the fruits of their labors in front of Adam.
Anyway. That's true.
Hi, Adam. Hi. What else did you want to talk about?
Well, you guys get on a roll, and I let you guys get all of it out, and then I start back. So, okay. All right. So the weekend, we are, as per usual, we are going to start on Friday. Friday, we don't have an exact time yet, but it'll be Friday, probably late afternoon. And then we will have podcasting on Saturday and Sunday as well, with the closing show happening on Sunday. We are also doing a breakfast on Saturday. And we are doing some sort of tour on Sunday. We're looking at several ghost tours because we want to do something together outside of the podcasting studio. So keep your eye on the website and keep listening to State of the Stations for...
And those will be an additional charge.
Yes. Yeah. So like we did in Vegas, and I don't know this for sure, but normally we would do an event after the closing show. I don't know that the event will be after the closing show, but let's pretend. It would be something that you would pay for in advance, just like when we used to go to, I don't know, what did we do? We did that Divas and whatever one year.
Oh, we did Divas a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. So it'll be something like that, where we have an event on Sunday. And then, you know, I don't know if it's going to be, Fatty, are you doing an official horror hour or horror tour?
Well,
or bar
tour? Chris
or?
From Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. There will be a horror tour also for those who would like to join. We'll be hitting, I can tell you now, we'll be hitting the sleaziest of the bars in New Orleans. So those
that's saying a lot too.
Those weak of heart should not attend.
So that means okay. That
and
means
also
Nicole...
keep your money in your front pocket, because there may be not hookers, but
well, if there's no hookers, I'm glad I'm not.
No. Not what are male hookers called?
Escorts.
Hookers.
No. What are they called?
Hustlers.
Hustlers, that's it.
Found monkeys.
Thank you. Thank you. We may be going to a hustler bar, and then we may be going to a bar that the pool table is not used for billiards. And
is that Ramrod's?
No, that's in Fort Lauderdale. That Rawhide.
Rawhide, okay. I know Rodan has talked about one. He's had a... He saw
I
a friend
have
of
no
his.
Doubt that I have no doubt that Rodan and Gambit have been to the Rawhide. It has their name written all over it, and in fact, it's probably written in.
I was going to say it's written there for
ejaculant,
sure.
But anyway, we may go over to the Phoenix, although we probably will have to, if we've got a large group that can walk, so that cuts Wendy out. Wendy loves nothing than a good old musky smelling leather bar. So anyway, and Taffy's going, what is he talking about?
I would love to go to a leather bar, but Taylor won't let me go.
I think that we should
take
Nicole.
I said Wendy, not Taffy.
Thank you. Taylor won't allow me to a leather bar.
When did that? I know. You can go to a leather bar with Fatty anytime you like.
Oh, with Fatty? Well, yes, I would feel
well, you need some sort of it. Chaperone. You need to hold bail money.
There will be other more mainstream homosexual establishment like Oz and Lafitte's and the.
I don't think you're going to fit all those into one night, right?
Like that. Yeah, Adam will be taking you to Oz because they have go-go boys dancing on the bars. They're not naked, but still they're go-go
no,
boys.
No, I want to go. I want to go to the Corner Pocket.
That's where the hustlers are.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Really?
No, they walk around in skimpy, right? Aren't they? Don't they? Well,
they won't be naked, but
well, I think
Adam,
that's
Adam thinks they're having lace parasols.
Now, wait a minute. All right, let's go back. I didn't check the registrations here. Adam, are you coming alone to New Orleans?
I didn't mean I want to go there to get a hustler.
Oh, okay. I just want to go. Okay,
he wants to go there to be a hustler.
He wants a right. Window shop.
I, you know,
hotel rooms are very expensive.
There's. I'm just saying that. That puts me in a bad light. I'm just saying that those type
no
of...
No judgment, Adam. No that, judgment.
That Oz we is less of my
Just put it this way. You think what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Trust me. If I hear one thing about what somebody did in New Orleans, there will be body parts cut off.
Oh, wow. Wow. That escalated fast.
What are you saying? That everyone needs to keep their mouth shut? Is that what you're... Anyway.
Unless it's being used.
I thought they stripped at that bar. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway. So, but yeah, Oz is kind of... I don't know. It's kind of like, it's kind of the...
Y'all, I don't know what I won't do.
It's the clicky popular, you know, and they wear underwear. It's not, whatever.
It's not, I mean, it's
I can look at a Sears catalog, you know, if I want to see somebody.
Okay, underwear. Adam will be preparing on Saturday night. Adam will be also be doing the Sunday school lesson preparation hour. For
you know, I didn't realize that Adam Burns was the ladylike version of Taffy Crowell Huffington, but I think that he is like my genteel, like, you know, ladylike persona is Adam Burns, because I kind of am falling in love with Adam Burns more and more.
I was not before, because I'm in a relationship and I'm trying to be, you know, a better side of myself. But before, when I was in a relationship with a slut, then I was a slut. And then, you know, when I'm single, or when I've been single in the past, you know. Anyway, so we're doing all of those fun things. Now, I did want to point out Thursday night. We know a lot of people are getting in Wednesday and Thursday. We as the suits and the planning committee are not planning anything for a dinner for Thursday night. However, we would love a volunteer if someone wants to volunteer to plan a dinner for Thursday night.
Did you send that email out?
No, I'm saying it on the State of the Station. So if anyone wants to volunteer, if you know a lot about New Orleans and you want to plan a dinner, please contact myself.
It's okay, Taffy. And, I do it all the time on my show.
Yeah.
Taffy is absolutely taken aback when I belch because she's never heard my show.
I just am amazed that you don't say, excuse me. Sorry.
Adam.
Yes.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
In years past, when we were in Vegas, we always recommended using the GroupMe chat and creating a Pride 48 channel that people could go to if anybody was saying, hey, I'm going to Oz, or hey, we're going to...
hey, I need bail money.
Hey, I need... Right. Well, Taffy won't be there, so it's fine. But if I'm going to... What's the beignet place? Why can't I remember the beignet place?
Cafe Du Monde.
Cafe Du Monde. Hey, we're taking a couple of us... Would we want to recommend maybe doing that again?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
I can create a... We had one, but I can create a new one because I have no idea. Like,
okay.
So yes, I can do that if everyone wants to use GroupMe. Okay. We can do that as well. Sure.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea. So,
I have a couple of things I'd like to add.
Okay.
We also decided we're not going to do swag bags this year. However, we are encouraging shows that would like to have handouts for their show to to have things to give away when they do their show. Adam's looking at me like,
no,
I don't remember discussing that.
No, I'm looking at you weird because we can only see half of you. But I mean, I don't really have to announce that.
Here,
to
let
the,
me turn.
I mean, it's just I see,
oh, like, hey, I see like a
corner of your face.
Away.
Oh, well, did you want to see the lower half or just the left half?
Whatever half you want to.
All right. And but we do encourage shows to have giveaways. We also have a raffle. We have a raffle, and we're going to all of you who donated during the June event, for every $5 you donated, you're going to get an entry into the raffle. But we need prizes. But we've got some very nice donations already. We've got $100 Amazon gift card. We have got a lap quilt. We have got what else did we have? I'm opening the thing right now.
We have a Game of Thrones Pop Funko, like a limited edition.
So y'all were talking. Y'all were talking about that the other night, and I just sat there and drooled because I didn't know what the fuck
it's like.
Was.
It's like an action figure.
Okay.
And they're like Japanese. I believe it's like a Japanese styling.
This is one. That's perfect with John Ong.
And okay. And this one is the. I believe it's the Mother of Dragons from Game of Thrones. So
okay.
We also have a signed book from the older gay guy.
We've got a Google Fire Stick. We've got Baron Frosty's underpants. No, I'm sorry. That's his Blood Dreams book. And there are lots of other things that people are going to be donating. So,
yeah. So if you, so that's a perfect opportunity to say, if you would like to donate something, an old pair of used underwear or, you know, anything.
Don't say that. Do not say that.
Anything that you want to donate. Big Fatty is taking care of those. So you'll email Fatty at, is it Big Fatty or Fatty? I don't remember.
All the podcasters are going to bring a pair of underwear and then we're going to put them in a basket and Big Fatty has to pick them up and look at them and decide who they belong to.
Yeah, who they belong to.
Not a problem. but we are going to ask everybody that comes to bring one or two scratchers from their home state. And we're going to have a basket of scratchers for people to win also, you know, scratch offs.
Yeah.
I actually, where I live, I'm within 30 minutes of Oklahoma and Missouri. So I'm so going to bring Arkansas, both. Oklahoma and Missouri.
You can bring three.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
And I may be going to Indiana for the DCI competition. So I'll probably get some scratchers there as well.
Are you going to Worlds?
The DCI championships.
Yes, honey, I know what that is.
I know.
I'm well versed.
Oh my God, Taffy just
that Taffy. She's a
no
top and a bottom.
She was just she just had red eyes, y'all. When she said, "Are you going to Worlds?"
Adam, did you see Santa Clara Vanguard score? That's all I'm saying.
Three fingers deep, ladies and gentlemen.
Tom and Terry have a video of Vera and Gooch playing strip Trivial Pursuit. Oh, they're going to donate. Dear God. Anyway, so we're trying to increase donations. And we will be asking for more cash money donations because as of right now, we cannot pay for the weekend. So I'll go ahead and say it right now. So, and Taffy's going, why did he say that? So, but anyway, we know that we will get more donations. So, and yeah, Taylor's going, what? Why did he say that?
He's clutching his pearls.
No, it's important for everyone to know what's going on. We believe in transparency here at Pride 48.
Look, ain't nobody making a cent on this, okay? And people are stepping forward and making donations, and we need everybody to do their part. Okay?
Yep.
So that's one reason we had to charge a little bit this year. So anyway, and well, that doesn't cover everything, so.
But you know who is exempt from having to pay and donate? Tim McKenna.
Yeah. Tim McKenna.
He gets a free ride.
He did 15 years ago from what Adam thinks.
Tim in Alaska would like to know what the current shortfall is. It is Joey Buhecker.
I think what Fatty is saying is that Tim, I'm just the
answer to that question is we don't know because we don't have bills yet, but we're little Joey Diaz says that I beat him to the punchline there. So that must be, is that Joe Batance?
That's Batance. Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. What was I going to say?
You were answering Tim in Alaska's question.
Tim, I don't know, but trust me. If we come up short in the end,
well, Fatty,
we'll look to those who we love the most to help them.
That's why I'm going to the corner pocket. You know
the what?
That's why I'm going to the corner pocket.
To make money?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we not have Adam hustle for Pride 48?
Okay, look.
I'm really at that point.
Because
nothing sadder than a hustler coming home with $14 in his pocket after working all night.
I know. Oh, my God.
It's tough out there for a pimp.
I know I have a dad bod now, but, you know.
Tim, we'll talk later, okay? But I didn't say that for someone to step forward to sponsor the weekend. However, by the way, welcome to Pride 48. Tim in Alaska presents
sponsored by
Tim McKenna Pink Carpet. Okay, I don't know. Tim in Alaska will donate $5,000 to not do the pink carpet. All right, Tim, so you can donate what you would spend on makeup and an outfit
Tim, we appreciate whatever you donate. And Fatty was trying to make sure that people
donated. I don't want one person to come forward and do this. Everybody, this is a community, and everybody has to contribute their part to it, and everybody wants to contribute their part to it, and everybody's part is just as important as anyone else's until the final bills come in, and then we'll
Pride 48 is the stone soup of podcasting.
Daddy, they should really hire you for PBS, you know, when they do those telethons. You know, Mark and I, actually
drives.
They've come up with a really smart thing. They have an app now, and Mark and I were watching a British Baking Show on their app. And if you want to watch future episodes before they air, you can become a PBS sponsor. And if you become a sponsor, you can watch their episodes. So maybe in the future we'll be like, if you want to hear future episodes of State of the Station, become a sponsor.
Or if you don't want to hear future episodes of State of the Station.
All right, so I did.
Anyway, I think that's all I wanted to say. Raffle, if any of you, and you don't have to be going to New Orleans to donate to the raffle. That was my last piece, because we have several folks who are not going that are going to be donating things. So anyway,
yes, and those will be awarded at the event in the closing show. And if you're not there, we will figure out a way to get you if you won. We will mail it.
And we did decide also we're doing a cash raffle. It'll be a 50-50 raffle there. So bring your, we're going to stick our hands out, okay? But that's part of the fun.
Well, the 50-50 raffle is fun because
the 50-50 y'all, it's really the Jerry Lewis part of the weekend, because Wendy gets to feel up people.
Boots to balls. And see,
boots to balls.
Fatty, I don't think you have to buy very many raffle tickets, because don't yours hang down pretty close to your boots?
It's the only time Wendy gets a little humpity bump. Hoochie coochie.
I'm going to interrupt and say,
yes, sir.
I did put the link for donating into the chat room. Those who are listening later, the donate button is a big purple button on pride48.com.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, that's Turnip Head, y'all. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah.
He's the quietest one of the group. So. The
polite Canadian. Well, he can't get a word in edgewise. So,
I even put my hand up, or I put a sign up that says I have something to say, and nobody pays attention. So.
I didn't see
you. I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry.
Well, that's because your picture is little until you say something.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
All right. Okay. Wait a minute. All right. Let's let Turnip Head have the floor. Go ahead.
No, I have nothing else to say. Donate.
Oh, great. Great. All right.
Sorry. All right. So the last thing that I have to talk about, and then we can open it up for questions unless one of the others
has something. A perfect Alex Lefebvre, little Joey Diaz says maybe Alex Lefebvre, who, by the way, today is his birthday. I don't know if y'all knew that or not.
Maybe he can
donate a song.
Maybe he can.
Maybe he can debut that weekend.
Somebody ask him. All right. So
Adam's done. Adam's over.
Wrap it up. It's been almost an hour. Let's wrap the shit up.
No, the last thing I wanted to talk about is I did have some emails from some podcasters asking for technical, what do I have to bring, et cetera, if I'm going to be doing my show. So I will say
dollars.
I have emailed those folks, but just I want to say it on State of the Station as well. So we will have everything set up as we have in the past. So we will have microphones, mixer, you will have an audio engineer. You can literally walk up on the stage and do your show without having to have any equipment at all.
How Taffy used to earn college credits back in the day.
Or If you want to play your own, so in that case, if you have sound effects or you have an opening song and a closing song, that sort of thing, you can provide that to us on a flash drive, or you could even email it to me, you know, beforehand, if you want us to play that for you. If you would like to play your own sound effects and that sort of thing during your show, you can bring an iPad, a phone, a laptop, whatever you have, and we will have a way for you to hook in. We will also be recording, so we will provide copies of the recording to you during the weekend as I get them, you know, converted to MP3, et cetera, et cetera. So you can bring as much or as little as you want. Well, you can't bring your own microphone because we're already going to have the microphones, but I mean, but you can bring a laptop. We do ask that you bring your own headphones. We will try to have some there, but
headphones or earphones.
Headphones or earphones, because we do prefer that you be wearing them when you do your show.
And not Bluetooth, right. I'm assuming.
No.
We will have a headphone amp for you to plug into.
Okay.
And you can do quarter inch or whatever the normal three-quarter inch or whatever.
RCA.
Yeah. So, and that's all. I just wanted to reassure people, you know, because I've had a couple of emails. So anything else? So ask your questions in the chat room right now, because there's a bit of a delay. And then I'm going to ask the suits, is there anything else we need to say?
Do we want to announce what the skit's going to be during the opening show?
No.
Oh. No.
Okay.
I think that should be a surprise for the people that get to go, that they get to find out what it is before anybody else does. That's my personal opinion.
Unless they send $1,000, then we'll tell them early.
We'll whisper it into their ear. That's right.
So we'll just say we have a fun, I think at least, a really fun opening program.
Ladies and gentlemen, the second annual Pride 48 roast, this year's host, Tim McKenna.
Well, spoiler alert, that might leak out before Pride 48. But anyway, all right.
Did you already say that on your show?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
But you have to, Taffy will never know.
I already know, but that's fine. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You do know. So.
I don't see any questions. So.
Can I do a follow-up to what you just said, Adam, about the technical stuff?
You can.
You had talked about the fact that they were going to do recordings. You guys were going to do recordings of the shows. Should people bring a flash drive or something if they want a copy of it before they leave to go home? Or are you going to email it to them via Dropbox? Or what would you prefer that podcasters do?
The way we've done it in the past, which I'm perfectly cool with, is you bring a flash drive and hand it to me when you check in or whatever. We'll tell you when that is, but then we'll label it with your name.
I was going to say preferably in an envelope with the name of the show or the person's name on it.
Yes.
And $1,000.
And then we'll return that to you. If you can't afford a flash drive or, you know, whatever the case may be, then we can also make arrangements to email it. But flash drive is the easiest because I can just stick it in and, you know.
Okay.
Do that.
Well, especially at the corner pocket.
Exactly.
Before someone wears a shirt that says the corner pocket that just has a big hole down at the bottom of it to the pink carpet?
where in the world is Tim McKenna?
Tim McKenna. Okay. I want that theme music created by someone. Make it happen, people.
Alex Lefebvre.
There you go.
So. All right, so nobody typed any questions. The chat room has gotten, they've had enough as well.
Adam, that's because you have cleverly found a way to incorporate all the information they needed. Well, you've covered everything.
There you go.
Expertly.
We'll have lots more on the 5th of August, so go ahead and mark that on your calendars.
Yeah, so, and if any of you have heard from Veritable Virgo, I must be emailing Tim McKenna when I think that I'm emailing Virgo. But
or if you know who the fuck Tim McKenna is.
So we have a State of the Station on August 5th. The 19th.
And by the way, we're doing these at 7:00 because Adam and I have to rush off to watch Big Brother now, because at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on Pride 48, we're going to be doing a live recording of our brand new podcast.
But first,
Big Brother
recap. Big Brother podcast.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
All right. So.
Until next time. Pardon me.
Let's listen to the house guests.
That's even worse than
let me let a
don't
big
say
one out.
Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
You sound like Tim McKenna.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.